The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolien. How's things?
I tell you, this is a nice surprise. I haven't spoken to you for ages.
Have we met before? Just kidding. I have missed you very much, Rolien. I know you've been in capable hands.
I've missed you too.
Well, I hope you are well and healthy under COVID conditions. We've just come out of, you know, we've just moved to a slightly less stringent lockdown. You've probably heard all the stories. We're going a little bit mad with the cabin fever.
It happens to the best of us, but I tell you, we can get through this. We will get through this, and as Her Madge the Queen said, and I'm a big fan of Her Madge the Queen, we will meet again.
We will meet again. That's, yes, we certainly shall. But moving straight on to business, Rolien, you've got three quite meaty stories for us today. First up, peace agreements. Can you tell us some more about that?
We've been following the peace agreement, or as I like to call it, the normalization agreement between the UAE and Israel with a lot of excitement, a lot of jubilation, and also wondering, because we're hearing so much positive feedback from the Arab world, which country is going to be next? There are a lot of bets. Will it be Bahrain? Will it be Oman? Will it be Morocco? But we received quite a nice surprise yesterday in the form of Sudan. Sudan is a Muslim country on the African continent, and a spokesperson from the foreign ministry saying yesterday that they are in the process of negotiating towards normalization with Israel, and they see no reason why there should be any kind of hostility. And I thought to myself, you know, this is a full circle moment, because just 53 years ago, if we go back to the three no's of Khartoum in 1967, Khartoum is in Sudan. There was no recognition, no negotiation, no peace. That has been the policy. And today we see a change. However, it was noted in some media that the spokesperson was fired by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in the Sudan, not for saying that there is a peace or that there shouldn't be hostility, but for talking without any kind of authorization. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Netanyahu was very quick to put out a comment saying, you know, he's very excited, he's very happy about the talks coming from the Sudan. You know, we should see this happening more and more in the region. And last week when he addressed the nation, just after the news was announced about the historic deal with the UAE, he actually alluded to the fact that he had been in Africa, he had been all around the Middle East, had been in the on the African continent, and he was speaking to countries like Sudan. So watch the space. As I like to say, somebody better notify the Tel Aviv municipality, because a deal's not a deal unless your country's flag goes up on the municipal building. So which one will it be next? Will it be Bahrain? Will it be Sudan? Will it be Morocco? One thing that we do know now is that it might not necessarily be Saudi, at least not for a while. Some talk last week coming out of the Trump administration that it's inevitable with the Saudis. However, the Saudi officials saying today, this is the first time we've heard from them since the historic agreement. While they do support it, they also, for them, normalization is contingent on peace with the Palestinians. So they haven't changed their stance on that. But let's see how we go, because I think how the region changes will certainly dictate how countries move from here.
It's exciting times for sure, Rolien. And of course, speaking on the African continent, this is obviously a strategic trade and diplomatic partner. Well, not as, you know, Africa is not a country, as we like to say, but you know, of the 54 sovereign states on the continent, obviously normalization of relations with Sudan and maybe with Morocco and others will lead to other greater ties between Israel and Africa. Well, moving on.
Well, this was the intention, you know, when the state of Israel was declared and Theodore Herzl wrote it in his seminal works. And, you know, it was very much a part of the philosophy. Golda Meir shared was Tikkun Olam, was to work with the African continent. We have very, very similar stories of having been colonized, of, you know, a dark past and coming out into democracy. One thing that we have noticed about many African countries, including Muslim majority countries, is that they don't see a need to have to choose between Israel and the Palestinians. For many African countries now, they see just the benefits of having ties, and this must be separate to any conflict that Israel has with her neighbors.
It's definitely a more pragmatic approach, Rolene. Now, on to our next story. The IDF has attacked targets. This is in response to rocket attacks. What is the detail over there?
Well, over the last, I'd say 2 weeks or so, I've been speaking a lot about the arson attacks coming from the Gaza Strip into southern Israel, burning thousands of dunams of very, very valuable agricultural land, and some of the images are just horrendous. But this hasn't meant that any rocket attacks have stopped. Last night we had the Tzeva Adom, or Code Red, in Ashkelon and the surrounding towns and villages around the Gaza Strip. And according to the IDF, two rockets fell in empty fields, but the Israel Air Forces have struck targets in response to that. And Netanyahu was saying earlier today that we are preparing for a wider fight. Now, this doesn't mean, and I'm going to be very, very, very clear, this doesn't mean we are going into Gaza. There are many ways that, you know, we can fight this, including, as the Prime Minister said, maybe looking at targeted assassination, maybe widening our scope of, you know, which targets we hit in the Gaza Strip. And I do want to reiterate that the RDF and the Israeli Air Forces are absolutely scrupulous with the targets that they strike. The impetus is to have absolutely no or as little civilian casualties as possible. We do know that two children were lightly injured as a result of strikes, but we really want a scenario where we do not kill any civilians. This is paramount. So no, we are not going into Gaza. We are not striking indiscriminately. Thanks to our excellent intelligence, we are able to strike with pinpoint precision, making sure we get our targets and making sure no human casualties are incurred.
Oh, that's reassuring. And lastly, a COVID-related story. The Institute of Biology says, I'm quoting, we won't be the first with a vaccine. Now, we've seen that. That honor goes to Russia, and you've probably seen all the silly memes around that it's vodka based, and we're all a bit leery about maybe being the first ones to take the Russian vaccine.
Well, I can just say I'm more partial to a single malt whiskey vaccine.
Well, so am I. And if you were here, you would get to share some of my Port Charlotte single malt birthday whiskey, but you're not, really, and I'll have one in your honor.
Well, if it's your birthday, I'm going to have something here in your honor as well. But the head of the Institute for Biological Research said earlier today that Israel won't be the first, that we are concentrating on quality rather than quantity. I know every country is racing the clock to get this COVID-19 vaccine out. And he went on to say that phase one testing could possibly start in October of this year, but that phase three, which I presume is the human trials and human testing, will only start taking place next year. And he was quite emphatic to stress the fact that Israel is going for rather a long-term, a long-quality type of vaccine. And also, we're happy to report we opened our skies to visitors from 20 countries. Those are 20 countries where the rate of infection is very low, countries like Austria, Germany, Slovenia. So hopefully this jump-starts our exhausted and battered travel and tourism industry.
Let's hope. And yes, Rolene, you're quite right. You don't necessarily want to be the first. They say the early bird does get the worm. But then again, the second mouse gets the cheese.
And on that note, I mean, I couldn't end on a better note.
Thank you, Rolene. It's wonderful to speak to you. You've quoted Her Maj. I'll quote you back, Vera Lynn. We shall meet again. Don't know where. I mean, it will be here. And don't know when. It may not be tomorrow, but hopefully next week. And until then, keep safe and enjoy your single malt.